The trend was white label. Customers wanted their labels on my products. And I was like, wow, this is an interesting business. I definitely need to explore it. And that it kind of white label found me. I didn't find it. You know, the customers, the demand was so high for it. So I jumped.
Welcome to the High Voltage Business Builder Show, where we interview entrepreneurs who have grown their income through e-commerce and are teaching you how they did it.
Hey folks, welcome back to the podcast. I have here Danny and Rosenfield. We're going to be talking about Totally products, and we're going to be talking about white label, business building, and scalability beyond just private labels. Welcome to the call.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Neil. Thanks for having me on board.
Well, give us some history about you, my friend. Tell the people what they should know about you.
Oh boy. Well, I come from a mortgage background, so I was doing mortgages for many years. And you know, obviously, as you know, the market bottomed out back in 08, and I was looking for an opportunity, and I was always had a passion for nutraceuticals, and I you know, because my health was really falling apart during the mortgage kind of depression that was going on. I said, I need to get my life together, need to kind of reorganize. And I just kind of jumped into something that I was passionate about. And the nutraceutical business was huge. And so I started with one product and I started sitting on my couch promoting it. You know, I didn't even have an office. I closed down my office. I was literally sitting in a living room couch for the first 6 months. And I kind of built it into a huge nutraceutical business, really with a specialty in white label. And which, as I was telling you earlier, is huge. Yeah. You know, it's a good 55% of my business, and it's really taken off.
So tell us some more about, I mean, obviously you got involved in the e-com side of this. Why white label? Like, why did that interest you? What opportunity came to you? Like, how did that even get started?
Well, you know, funnily enough, about 7 years ago, there was a company called Alibaba, which was very persistent, kept hitting me up. And I'm sure you guys have heard of them. They're, you know, a big online Chinese conglomerate company. And they started emailing me and recruit, hey, you know, we'd love you to be on our platform. I'm like, leave me alone. I'm busy enough. I don't need, you know, and they were very persistent. And what I noticed once I signed up on their platform, I noticed that the trend was white label. Customers wanted their labels on my products. And I was like, wow, this is an interesting business. I definitely need to explore it. And that it kind of white label found me. I didn't find it. You know, the customers, the demand was so high for it. So I jumped.
Yeah. So guys, if you're not familiar with Alibaba, which most of you should be, especially if anybody's in the e-commerce side, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember correctly, Alibaba did in one day during one of their holiday promos what Amazon Prime has done in an entire year. They are huge.
Well, they have their own version of, I think, Black Sales Day.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was huge. I think they do like $60 billion in a day.
Incredible.
I mean, it's just infinite amount of business. I mean, it's yeah, crazy. So yes, you are partly correct. Yes.
So for those who are listening, I know this. Let's have your own definition of what's white label and private label. What are the biggest differences between the two?
Well, you know, they're almost one and the same. White label is simply the ability to create and put your own design on a bottle. You know, create your image. We have a team of designers. We're just going to say, hey, pick, you know, what image would you like? What feel would you like? We'll create that. We'll put that together on your bottle. Private label is more towards like big box retailers, you know, Walmart and so forth. They might come to us and say, hey, we want our own label. So that's kind of technically the term. At least my definition of private label, it's the, you know, retailers putting their own label on the bottle, but it's almost one and the same.
It really is very, very close. It's a good definition. We call it, you know, customization is really the biggest difference. But white label obviously moves speed to market. Now, why the nutraceutical space? Like, why did you choose that? Or did that space choose you too?
Besides having a passion for feeling better and trying to take care of my body, it's very profitable. I mean, because when you get into the you know, origination and manufacturing distribution of the product, you can mark it up anywhere from 3 to 5 times, even more. I mean, we also have an e-commerce side of our store. You know, if it costs us $2.40 to create the product, then we could sell it for $29.95 retail. So you're talking about 6-7 times your money on the e-commerce side and 2 to 4 times on the wholesale side.
Now, what channels are you selling on particularly? What's your biggest channels?
Well, besides being probably the number one or two top seller on Alibaba in the US. We also sell on Wish, Walmart, that's on the e-commerce. And God, there's, you know, I mean, honestly, we have such a huge following now from just Alibaba and just wholesale buyers over the last 5 years. It's just, you know, we've built up a nice following, but mainly I'd say Alibaba is probably the biggest. There's another company called Foria, which is pretty big. They're based out of Turkey. And then, you know, there's a few others behind it. RangeMe is huge. I get a lot of traffic from them as well. So those are probably four or five of the biggest sources.
Now, I noticed you didn't mention Amazon. You know, obviously Amazon FBA is a big component of our model and has been for the last 9 years. Is there a reason why Amazon?
Amazon's like a curse word for me. I try to swim away from the rest of the fish. I do have an Amazon store. We do it more for branding. You know, the problem is I consider Amazon like the mafia. The mafia comes and they collect once a month. And they take over 55% of your income. So it's like you're doing well, and then the mafia comes, aka Amazon, and they say, okay, it's time for us to take our 55 or 60% cost and cut. And you know, we end up losing money with them. But from a branding perspective, it's great because it legitimizes our store. So if I could give any advice to any bigger sellers, is it's always great to have an Amazon store. But if you're looking at making true money with it, I'm not a believer of that. I swim away. I actually supply a lot of the Amazon sellers white label products. So I do a lot of business. You know, Amazon's great for me because I'm a supplier of their product to a lot of the sellers on the platform.
So, and I'll be the antithesis of that because I work on the other side of that and I know how to make that profitable. And
yeah, I can imagine
how to make some of that profitable with the customization component instead of 29 selling things for 49 and all of a sudden it changes. And I'm not sure how they're getting to 55. Not to be argumentative.
But no, absolutely. I'm just having 25. I've had a lot of, you know, everybody has their own little way.
You got to get into the niches in which you,
exactly. Obviously. There's a thousand ways to skin this cat in this game, especially in the nutrition.
Well, and not, I mean, there are negatives about Amazon. Like I'm not an Amazon fanboy. I don't like particularly the way sometimes they treat Amazon sellers and the way they do things. The majority of times that I hear negative things or feel or have a negative impactful things approach me from any seller type is that any one of these platforms can just decide they don't like you and take you down.
That's why it's so important. And I say this over and over to have so many different avenues of income. You can't tie yourself. And you know this more than anybody. You can't tie yourself. How many Amazon sellers do you know have more than 60 or 70% of their business flowing through Amazon? And then they cut off your account. Then you have to hire attorneys and you have to hire an advocate to open it back up. Cost you 20 grand. I mean, I've been through that whole mess and it's a lesson learned for me.
Yep, we've always, and you're right. We've always tell everybody to go multi-channel as soon as your product is validated. It's a great incubator to move, and I can move people to seven figures in 12 months or less very fast.
Well, you sold me. I'm motivated. Yeah,
take
absolutely.
Those profits and move them into secondary channels. Move
absolutely.
Them into Shopify. Go to Walmart. Go absolutely. To Etsy. Go to Wish. Go to Wayfair. Go wherever your product base is also buying in the marketplace and diversify those revenue streams the same way you diversify absolutely. Your product stream on Amazon. Like This is something I think a lot of people don't understand about growth and business, right?
I want to say something about Shopify. I just now jumped on board of Shopify. I'm relatively new. It's been the best thing that's ever happened to me. Shopify is an amazing, amazing. I know their algorithm just picks up a lot more sales than, say, WordPress and some of the other sites. I noticed it from day one, so I'm a huge fan of Shopify.
Yeah, Shopify is a simple click button. Absolutely. Most people can get Shopify set up relatively
absolutely.
Fast. Their tutorials are good.
Takes 2 days.
Takes literally no time whatsoever
no time at all.
To do that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great platform. And obviously with their integrations for their payment mechanisms, it makes it simple for merchanting, you know, and all the other components that are a little more difficult if you try to go set it up on your own. And try to get a merchant account set up, because that could take weeks to a month or two just to get your merchant account verified.
Absolutely. And you know, I have a whole, you know, I have a great network of all that. So that's one of the good things, you know, with me is I have the relationships with all the merchant accounts. And so that would be not an issue setting up a nutraceutical merchant account. So.
Well, and obviously you're a multidimensional guy. I mean, there's just know that about you. So, and you're doing a lot of other things too. What else in the world are, you know, you mentioned 55% of your business is Alibaba and e-com and this kind of stuff. What else is keeping you busy in the world?
Absolutely. You know, again, I learned, especially after the mortgage crash in 2008, to diversify. You know, I had all my eggs in one basket in the mortgage business. I said, what am I going to do with myself? So fortunately, I was young enough to reinvent myself over the last 13 years and really have jumped into real estate. You know, I think, it's huge. I mean, real estate is like, you know, buying gold. You know, it's just you have a very stable rock if anything falls. So I you know, what I force myself to do is every time, you know, I build up a certain amount of assets from one business, I move it to real estate. And I just keep buying real estate and I diversify. It's not just real estate. You know, I think like anything, you need to build real revenue streams. I try to build you know, with my retirement, you know, SEP IRA, 401k, everything. So every, I'd say out of every dollar, I try to move 25 cents into the SEP IRA, 25% into real estate, 25% into reinvesting into my business and so forth. So you should kind of open the gauntlet, so to speak, when you're building your business and not just pour everything back into your business.
Yeah, no, that's super smart. And I love you diversify those topics because, you know, inventory is one of them. Like inventory is an asset. You know, you buy it low, you sell it high. It's an asset. Gold's an asset. Silver's an asset. Real estate's an asset. The whole point is diversification of assets should be a major component. And it's very smart of, you know, to learn that. And obviously you said the phrase reinvent yourself. That is like the classic entrepreneurial.
I feel that everything I've done, I've been fired from every job. I only became an entrepreneur because I was fired from every job I had, you know? So I said, right. I had to do something on my own because yep. I keep getting fired. You know, it's just one of those things. I just don't do well working for people.
No, man, and, I totally get that.
And most entrepreneurs don't, so.
No, and it's where you discover your entrepreneurial thing. Mine was in college when I failed out three times and I applied to get back in twice. And then when I was doing that, I'm like, why am I even doing this? Like, why do I want to be here? And then I got fired from a couple jobs.
Anyway. Yeah, of course. But you know, you realize you're so depressed. You realize that's the best thing that ever happened to you, getting fired.
Oh, absolutely.
Fired, right?
It was terrible during that point, right? Right, it was super
right.
stressful.
Absolutely.
But I went to school on a music scholarship and was like, now what? Like, that was a dumb thing to do. So like, well, you know, why am I even here?
Absolutely.
I
absolutely.
Love music, but it wasn't going to be my livelihood. So obviously churning and maneuvering with the markets is a lesson to be learned there. So what is on your plate for this year? Like, where are you, what are you most focused on right now?
You know, listen, in the beginning of the year, I always put down a set of few big goals. You know, obviously one goal, you know, my white label business is just simply taking off. You know, I want to increase that to really 70%. I love being the supplier to other sellers. You know, here I was in the first few years of the business really focusing. I had this one or two product and I was spending the hell, you know, Facebook advertising and I was spending and I had to, my Google accounts kept getting shut down. I had to open up new accounts. Hell, I would even go to the library and open up an account because I had to use a different IP address. I mean, you name it. I played this game, the Google dance, the Facebook dance. I've done this for years. And I said to myself, God, it's so great if I could just be an amazing white label supplier. I love it. So I'm trying to increase that to over 70% of my business. And, you know, every year I try to buy another piece of property. So it's like a goal. So, I want to increase it 5%. Every year I'm always buying another piece of property. So that's, you know, my goals are simple. And of course, to keep, you know, everybody staying healthy and enjoying their family. And I think that's the most important thing because you want to have time for them as well. And, you know, my life, you know, we're guys, our life is simple. Women are complicated. I'm only generalizing, not stereotyping by any means, but, you know, guys are very simple. Give us a beer. Let us watch some football. I'm a diehard Dolphins fan and, you know, to make a few cents here.
No. Yeah. We are relatively simple. Yeah. Basic people. Yeah. We're pretty easy. Feed us and do other things and we'll be pretty
absolutely.
Happy. Well, look, anything else you want to offer, you know, where can people be connected with you? If they want to go and learn about white label and shoot goals and get involved, where can they find you?
Well, we have a website, whitelabelbrandbuilders.com, white label brand builders, or you can go to my main site at totallyproducts.com. You can always hit me up and, we can talk in more detail and just tell me what you're trying to do. And, All you know, the great thing with us is the minimum order is 100 units. So you don't need much to get started, you know, and as soon as you get up and we can get you, we can supply all the documentation for you to get up with Amazon or any other platform. Walmart's becoming very big right now. It's the new biggest, I guess it's right behind Amazon. I'm getting a lot of requests for that. So, you know, we'd love to hear what you have and hopefully we can get something going for you.
Guys, well, thanks for checking this out today. If you're interested in nutraceuticals, if white label is something you're considering to test market, obviously a low MOQ is a great way to do that. And obviously, Daniel has a great system set up and can support you. I encourage you guys to go check it out, see what he's doing, see if it works for you, especially if you're in the nutraceutical space or you want to get involved in it and want to start testing the market and see what you can do with your own brand. Hit him up. Daniel, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. Neil, take care of yourself. All right, guys, brother. Take care.
If you like this episode, please share it with people you think will enjoy it as well. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of High Voltage Business Builders.